The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For the full episode of The Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member. Hey, everybody, Dennis Prager here. And as I began the last hour, let me begin this one by saying that the Supreme Court has overruled the Stalinist judges in Colorado and elsewhere, or judge. I don't know if it was judges or judge. We have judges in this country for whom the bench, just as with Stalin's judges, was in order to do what they wanted to do to support the ruling party. They are nothing more than left-wing Democrats with robes. That is what many judges have become. I know they'll say that the same thing about conservative judges. It's just not true. They can say it. They always say it. That's right. Just like they say conservatives are a threat to democracy, that Christians who believe that biblical values should prevail in the country want to create a theocracy. They will say all of these things. If you believe in colorblind, then you're a racist. If you believe that men who say they're women should not be allowed to compete in women's sports, then you're a hater, you're a bigot, you're a transphobe. I know they'll say that. They can say that. But here's the fact. I am a judge. I hate Trump, and I will rule accordingly, just like with New York. Nobody was hurt in any of the transactions that Trump was supposedly overstating the worth of his properties. Well, the banks didn't think that. People who got loans from Trump or needed to trust Trump's equity thought that it was fine. Who was hurt? Nobody. But they want to destroy the man. So listen to this. This is precious. I can't believe this guy still exists. I don't mean exists in the sense of lives, but that he still has a forum. I don't know how big it is, if it even is. This is from, remember Keith Olbermann? A leftist in every sense of the word. The intelligence, the honesty, the integrity, the rationality. The Supreme Court has betrayed democracy. There you go. That's the left-wing response. I knew it. I didn't see any. This is the first left-wing response I've seen. Its members, including Jackson, Kagan, and Sotomayor, have proved themselves inept at reading comprehension. And collectively, the court has shown itself to be corrupt and illegitimate. It must be dissolved. So in one, let's see, not one sentence, in three sentences, the whole left-wing attitude has been beautifully encapsulated. If you differ with me, you threaten democracy. Therefore, I want the court dissolved. That does not threaten democracy. Get it? In my column that comes out, what is today, Monday? It comes out tomorrow. I write in part about the lack of self-awareness on the left. These people are so unself-aware. You, my political enemies, threaten democracy, but that I want to dissolve the Supreme Court, that is not in any way a threat to democracy. Well, I can't wait to read the New York Times editorial on the Supreme Court ruling. I'm so curious. I really don't know what they'll say. But they're in a bind, because if they differ with it, they will really reveal that it is a leftist newspaper, not a liberal one. The Babylon Bee has a great headline on the Supreme Court decision. In major blow to democracy, Supreme Court rules voters can vote for favorite candidate. That's right. It's a blow. We're in a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. I wrote this about 25 years ago, and it remains the same today. 1-8-PRAGER-776. Every day there is a new trans story, and here is one. When is this from, actually? This is actually from a couple of weeks ago. I don't think I reported it to you. Utah. This is Utah. We think of Utah as Mormon, as conservative. Utah school districts discourage teachers from informing parents of student gender transitions. Can you imagine that? Your third grader says she is a boy, tells the teacher that, and you're discouraged, in some cases forbidden, from telling parents. Two Utah school districts are encouraging staff to conceal students' gender transitions from parents. Policy manuals distributed to teachers and staff by the Nebo and Alpine school districts instruct teachers and staff not to notify parents or guardians after a student asks to be referred to by a name or pronoun of the opposite sex, outside of certain limited circumstances. Nebo instructs staff to heed the ACLU's guidance. God, I remember a time when the ACLU was devoted to free speech and to civil liberties. Now it's just another rotten left-wing organization. Rotten's redundant. It is just another left-wing organization, which is very protective of a student's right to privacy in his, her sexuality. Adds that school employees should only notify parents if, quote, a situation exists which presents a serious threat to the well-being of a student, pursuant of Utah state laws. Otherwise, quote, volunteering known information about a student's sexuality with parents is not advised. The district's practical tips for interacting with transgender students resource states. I would remove my child from a school in these districts a day later. Because you don't know when your child will say to some kid or teacher, the other sex. They wouldn't use that terminology, but a boy says he's a girl, a girl says she's a boy. I tell you, I find it psychologically so fascinating how confident parents are that their kid will not be ruined by an American school. I don't know on what basis. They buy lottery tickets where the chances are so much more remote that they'll win. But here, the chances are, I don't know, what is the number? The number of young people in America saying they're LGBTQ who aren't LGBTQ, some really are, I acknowledge, but who aren't, is very large. So what is the reason that parents still send their kids to a school, to an American school? I mean, there are exceptions, some charter schools, some Christian schools, some Jewish schools. I understand that. But what is their thinking? The district also instructs its staff on how to create inclusive environments, referring teachers and administrators to a document titled Tool, Recognizing Microaggressions and the Messages They Send. According to the document, microaggressions include but are not limited to colorblindness, statements that indicate that a white person does not want to or need to acknowledge race. Do you understand this? That there are at least two school districts in Utah that consider the ideal of being colorblind to be white racist. They agree with the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan is race-obsessed, and so is the left. Your kids in these two school districts in Utah are being taught in large measure by teachers whose view on race are indistinguishable from, largely indistinguishable, to be more precise, from the Ku Klux Klan. This is how far from liberalism leftism has drifted. The liberal ideal is to be colorblind. If the Nazis had been race blind, 6 million Jews would not have been murdered. What a sick, sick world the world of the left is. It's astonishing. There's more, but I'm going to leave that for now. I have a new story for you on this very issue. We should have a trans update. That's what we should do. Let's see. Where is this one? Oh, yeah, here it is. This is from the Telegraph as well. J.K. Rowling says it happened again as man caught filming in toilets identifies as woman. Curtis Mawson, 22, who carried out secret recordings in a public convenience, told police he considered himself female. That's charming. I am a female, and I can go into the ladies' restroom and do what I want to do there, like see naked women, which is what men want to do. But decent men don't do it. But if you say you're a woman, you can do it. You can't do the actual videoing, I admit that. But you can go in there. A man who was accused of secretly filming women in a female lavatory told police he identifies as a woman as he was arrested with J.K. Rowling, gutsy woman. It's saying it's happened again. The author shared news of the conviction on social media, writing, "That thing only evil, nasty bigots claim happens, and that never ever happens, has happened again." The author shared a link on X to a report of the sentencing of Curtis Mawson, 22, who secretly filmed women in a public toilet and sexually assaulted a tourist on a Durham City bridge. As you know, it's very common for women to sexually assault women on bridges or anywhere else in public. Clearly, he's a woman. And that is what most American teachers believe, that he's a woman. And you still send your kids to school. As opposed to what? As opposed to a school that doesn't teach this, or homeschooling. What was that, Sean? When an officer asked if anybody was in there, the perpetrator allegedly put on a high-pitched voice and answered, "Yeah." That really must have convinced the officer. This is a priceless story. Anybody in there? Yeah. I'm a woman. Well, is it a woman named what? What's the guy's first name? Curtis. I'm a woman named Curtis. Hello, officer. Don't disturb me. It's frightening what the left has done to truth. It's frightening.
For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.